there are some treatments that you can do. So not only can you recognize this disease, but there are some treatments. And one of the first is to do tawbah. Kare sachi tawbah kare. Ya Allah, I am involved in this. I am jealous of other people. Please forgive me. And do that regularly. And the more you do it, the more you suppress this disease. Then make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. To keep, because it's a disease of the heart. It's almost a cancer. Now, if you were suffering from cancer, you would spend your days and nights praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in exactly the same way, treat it as if you are in a serious, serious illness. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. Then, try and be happy with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. A lot of the problems we have is this. We're not content. You know, Khalid bin Umayyah said, who's the richest man in the world? And people started quoting names. And, you know, the wise person said, he said, no. The richest person in the world is the one who's content with what Allah has given him. That's the richest person in the world. So be happy with yourself, with your looks, with your family, with your children, with your house. Be happy and thank Allah for that. This is the difficulty. When we're not happy and we don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal, that's when we go towards this disease of jealousy. The other thing is this. Why are we scared of cancer? Because we know the destruction it can cause. Now, until you don't realize the destruction that jealousy can cause, you will not want to stay away from it. So, read up about the tabakariyan, the destructions of jealousy, and it can destroy households, it can destroy relationships, it can destroy the basic fabric of society. One other way of getting rid of jealousy from the heart is a reality check. Many, many years ago, I remember Islamic Brothers used to do this regularly. They used to go to the graveyards and they used to stand there, make dua. And one brother in particular, he said, you know, I go to the graveyard and I stand over the empty graves. You know, they always have two or three graves ready. Mm-hmm. And I stand over the empty graves to try and get my mind off the dunya. We don't do that anymore. Yaar, apne bhi kabristan mein, we still don't go. It's almost as if we're scared ki wahan jana hi nahi hai. Lekin you're going to be taken there one day. So, maut ko kasid ke saath yaad kare. Because that will bring you back into reality. No matter who's got 10 houses and 10 cars or whatever, nothing's going to go with them. And that's the reality of it. Hasad ke sabab ne'matu par gaur kare. You know this thing that I'm being jealous about, Saim bhai? What is it? What am I being envious about? Why am I backbiting my brother? Why am I being nasty to him? Just because he's been gifted with a ne'mat. And there are many, many others. I'm not going to go through all of them because I want people to read this. It's an amazing book. Yakeen kare. I mean, I assume you, it must be part of your course. It's just an amazing book which identifies the diseases of the heart. And sometimes you sit there, Khalid, and you think, okay, you know, this is basic knowledge. And now that I think about it, it was obvious. But all the time, I thought these were my thought processes. I didn't know that the shaitan was giving me all these waswases.
We talked about the fact that, you know, having hasad can, you know, and the cures of some of the hasad. And one of the cures that we failed to mention, but it's in the booklet as well, is having this taqwa, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. But one thing that he mentioned that I wanted to touch on, but it kind of like the flow into where I just listened was the fact that, you know, by us having hasad, we are actually questioning, na'udhu billah, we're questioning the distribution of mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allah.
Yeah? And just ponder and think to yourself that, you know, who am I to question the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal? And what is the punishment? What could happen to a person who questions, who says, na'udhu billah, that Allah, because effectively you're saying that, why did you give it to him and not to me? Who are you saying it to? Who are you saying it to? You're effectively saying, na'udhu billah, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me for even saying this. Allah, why did you give it to him? Why did you not give it to me? Hmm? Yeah, you're questioning Allah Azza wa Jal. And just think about that. So, if we take nothing away from this, then we need to sit down and just ponder to yourself and say to yourself, you know, when because these things do happen. We do have, you know, it's normal to have, you know, when you see something nice, you do want it. Yeah? Everybody likes to have a nice house, a nice car, a nice thing. So there's nothing wrong in having this want inside you. You know, I'd like to have a nice house one day. I'd like to have a nice car one day. But what is wrong is saying that, why has he got it? why has he got a nice car? You know, something should happen to him. And now we also see people that have a business here, and it happens that when people's businesses are blooming, we say, you know, why is his business is going good? Yeah, and we don't admit it, but inside ourselves we have this thing that we want his business to fail so that I can succeed in my business. And again, this is a destructive form of hasad, that you're actually doing a dua for your fellow Muslim brother. You'd be doing a dua for him that I want him to fail, yeah, because when he fails, I'll succeed. Yeah, I want him to fail because he shouldn't have had it, I should have had it. So you've done a dua for your brother. You've questioned the mercy, the distribution of mercies by Allah Azza wa Jal. So on a very, very serious note, we need to sit down and, you know, ponder over this, because the more you think about it, the more it scares you, Harun bhai.
It does, and I think the important thing is this. What you were saying reminded me of a beautiful Madni pearl that the Ulama Ikram gave, and what they say is this. As soon as the disease starts, so say for example, you see something and suddenly you've got that. Now, if you recognize straight away that it's jealousy and you stop it there and then, you read, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, you say this is jealousy, Allah Azza wa Jalla give him more, and Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, if you think it's right for me, bless me with this as well, you stop it there and then. That's the most effective way. Don't let it grow in your heart.